Welcome everybody.
再次欢迎大家。
Have we got it right yet? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, hallelujah. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
两周前呢，我跟大家分享主题是神的意念并非我们的意念。
Today I'm going to talk about God's mind.
今天我跟大家分享是神的心。
Now it might sound like the same sermon.
好像看似很相似的一个讲道哈。
We need to know God's mind.
但是我们要知道神的心意。
Although we may not understand him.
尽管可能我们不能完全的去明白。
We may not understand his thoughts.
我们不能明白神的意念。
But at least we understand the nature of God's mind.
但是我们要明白神他心意的本性。
You know, the psalmist says that he thinks about us.
在诗篇里面讲说他顾念我们。
You know, when you read the Bible, you need to read it with one mind, one kind of attitude.
当我们读圣经的时候我们要 保持这样一个心态。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is good.
神是良善。
And he's always doing his best for me.
神他总是尽他最大的努力来为我与我有益的事。
Because if you don't get that right,
如果我们没有这样的一个态度的话
you will misinterpret the Bible.
你会很容易来误解圣经
and you would misunderstand God.
你甚至会误解神
You see, today we, you know, one thing you've got to understand is when we talk to each other,
有的时候当我们彼此交谈的时候
it can be done in many ways.
我们的交谈的方式有很多种
What I mean by communication.
就是我们的彼此的沟通。
We can talk to each other with words.
我们可以用言语来沟通。
We can communicate by pictures.
我们也可以借着图像来沟通。
Feelings.
借着我们交流彼此的感情来沟通。
Senses.
我们的各种的感知。
In other words, there are more than one way to communicate.
就换言之，就是有很多种方法我们可以来彼此沟通。
Principally, we all believe communication is by word.
但是很多时候可能我们觉得首要的交流的方式是靠着言语
Do you know words are actually one of the not very effective way of communication?
但是其实很多有时候我们说话呢可能不一定是一种最有效的沟通方式
How many times have we keep experiencing people misunderstanding us?
有多少次我们经历在我们的话语当中呢我们被人误解的经历呢
How many times have you really experienced what you say is understood?
有多少次你觉得说、哦、我说的话被人误解了
And yet we keep talking.
但是我们还是用这样的方式不断的在交流
The more you talk, the more angry you get
你说的越多好像你变得越恼怒
The more misunderstanding
然后那个误会越深
Isn't that what happens every day?
是不是好像我每天都发生这样的事呢
There's a lot of talking
我们有很多的言语的交流沟通
But there's not much understanding
但是却没有达到一个真的互相理解的一种效果
Because we are not understanding each other's mind.
就是我们没有彼此的那个心意没有相通。
What we really mean.
我们真正要讲的那意思是什么
And so if we have the wrong attitude in our hearts, you will not be able to hear the opposite person.
如果我们心里面我们的心态是错误的那么我们永远无法听到对方那个真实的感受。
You will completely misunderstanding what they say.
你会把他说的话完全的误解了。
Amen. So, if two of you are in love,
如果两个相爱的人
，I love you means has a very romantic meaning.
如果说我爱你这个字眼呢，是一个很浪漫的一个举动。
But after you married,
结婚之后
，and then you beat up your wife.
如果那个丈夫打那个妻子
And then you say, you know I love you, right?
然后那个丈夫说你知道我爱你吧
Do you believe that?
那么作为妻子你会相信这样的话吗
And that's what abuse is.
那么这就是其实一种虐待
So it means different things.
所以就是有不同的含义
And so words are not always effective.
所以我们的话语在沟通方面不一定是最有效的方法
And so the keyIn understanding is actually in the heart.
所以如果要彼此理解的关键是在于我们的心。
You don't need to say anything.
就有时候我们可能不需要说太多的话。
But there's an understanding.
但是彼此心意是相通的。
There's a clear understanding.
就是一个很清楚的一个默契在那边。
Have you ever wondered why God uses dreams, signs, use dreams, pictures, and all kinds of things?
但你有没有想过为什么神常常用异梦或异象的方法来给我们沟通呢？
And I will get into that.
我会跟大家解释。
You see, what God really wants us to do is to understand Him.
神的真正的心意是让我们真正的明白他。
And to understand His ways.
并且明白神的道路。
But what we expect is God to clearly say something to us.
但是我们的期待是神对我们很清楚的所以说些话。
In words.
好，借着话语对我们说。
Remember last week, while in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to 11, we says that Paul wants to know about Christ.
记得上周我们讲在腓立比书三章十节里说，保罗说我想认识基督。
What is it that he wants to know?
他到底想认识基督哪些事呢？
You see, what he wants to know is not what we want to know.
可能他这里说的认识基督的事情，并可能跟我们所理解的认识基督是不同的。
Because to us, it's not all that important.
因为对我们来说，可能他觉得重要了，我们不一定觉得重要。
What Paul wanted to know was the power of the resurrection.
保罗他认识觉得很重要的，他要认识的是基督复活的大能。
Now you may not think that's a big deal.
可能对你来有我们有些人说，觉得这个不是什么大不了的事啊。
But for God, it's what He wants you to know.
但是于神而言，却是他想要我们认识的。
It's to understand the power of the resurrection.
是认识神复活的大能。
Now just think about it for a few seconds.
那我们花几秒钟想一想。
In our minds, yeah.
在我们的思想当中。
But think about it. It's very important.
想想这个是很重要的事情。
And that's what Paul wanted to know.
这也是保罗极力要想认识的事。
It's how Christ have achieved.The resurrection that, so that the resurrection can live, give, release power to resurrect us.
所以借着基督的复活，这个复活的大能会同样在我们的生命当中释放出来。
To understand why we will be raised from the dead, you need to understand what Christ did.
为了让我们自己明白我们如何也经历这个复活的能力，我们要认识基督的复活。
And when we understand what Christ did, we understand the mind of God. What was His plan?Why he's doing it, how he did it.
当我们认识基督的复活的时候，我们也借此来明白父神的心意和他的计划和为什么他这样做。
And so Paul begins to say, one of the foundational experiences that I need to have is to understand his suffering.
保罗说其中一个很重要很关键的一个经历我需要得到的就是明白主的受苦。
So Paul, while he's in prison, while he's being persecuted, he sees his suffering as a kind of revelation for him to understand Christ's suffering.
所以当保罗在他被打入监牢受苦的时候，他把这样的经历理解成他能明白主受苦的一个启示。
He sees his sufferingas a kind of way of understanding, a disclosure of what Christ's suffering was all about.
他借由自己受苦的经历，以此来开启主受苦的一个奥秘。
And that he saw that the suffering of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ was God's power.
他把主的受苦并同他的复活看作为神的大能。
The power to raise him, Paul, you and I from the dead.
这个同样的大能会把保罗甚至今天的你我们众圣徒同样从死里复活的一个能力。
And so last week I was saying how Mary began to understand this principle.
上周我也提到说玛利亚她开始明白这样一个道理。
How it has to do withGod breaking us down.
就像神要破碎我们。
When you and I, when we are crushed on the inside, when the flesh is and the human nature is out of the way.
当我们里面破碎，我们的旧造被彻底的粉碎的时候。
Something on the inside began to reveal Christ to us.
那我们里面的灵人开始来彰显基督。
And that we're able to pour this oil onto His feet.
然后我们可以把这个 膏油可以倒在主面前。
And what does that mean?
这到底什么意思呢？
Because Mary knew that she could do nothing.
因为玛利亚知道她做不了什么。
She could not die for herself.
她也不能为自己而舍命。
She could not be resurrected.
她也不能自己让自己复活。
She cannot save herself.
她不能靠自己来拯救自己。
And Mary also knew nobody else because she saw how Lazarus was raised from the dead.
他也知道其他人也做不了，因为他亲眼见他弟弟拉撒路怎么死里复活。
No human being can help her.
没有任何人可以做到这一点。
Except Jesus.
除了耶稣。
Only he can go through the suffering, can die, and can be resurrected.
因为他知道只有基督能为我们受苦、受死，并且复活。
Only what he does can has an effect on us.
只有他做了这一切，才会在你我的生命当中产生果效。
So Mary thinks, what can she do?
所以玛利亚想说，她可以做什么？
What can you and I do?
那么今天的你我可以做什么呢？
What can we, you and I do for Jesus?
你我可以为主做什么呢？
Who's going to die for me and you?
那个为你我舍命的主。
He's going to die for Mary.
也同样为了玛利亚舍命。
Mary says, "There's one thing I can do."
玛利亚说，有一件事我可以为你做。
I can prepare him for his death and his burial.
我可以为他的死和他的受葬之日而预备的。
Do you know that is quite an amazing revelation?
这其实一个非常奇妙的一个启示。
And that's what Jesus, why he said, "Everywhere the gospel is preached, you need to talk about this."
所以主说，这个福音所传到之处，我们都要纪念这个福音。
And yet we hardly ever hear about this.
但是我们可能很难讲听到这个。
You and I need to know that we too need to prepare ours. We need to prepare Christ to die for us, even though it happened 2,000 years ago.
虽然耶稣受死已经是2000年之前发生，但今天的你我仍然为了耶稣的死和埋葬而预备。
That we ourselves need to get to the place of Mary to understand that his death, his suffering, his death and resurrection is also relevant to me.
所以今天我们好像来到玛利亚的那个地步，要明白耶稣的受难、受死，还有他的复活与我是息息相关的。
And that you need, I need to imagine to be like Mary.
我们要想象，我们把自己放在玛利亚那个角色当中。
To pour our heart, our love towards Jesus.
让我们倾倒我们倾其所有我们的心意在主的面前。
To anoint his feet.
以此来恩膏耶稣的脚。
So that when he goes to the cross.
所以当主他走上十字架的时候。
It has our smell on him.
然后我们有那个馨香在他的身上。
Amen. It is actually a quite. It takes a time to meditate on this.
这个需要很长一些时间，我们来默想。
It is a truth that we need to grab hold of.
这是个真理，我们要紧紧抓住的。
That when the gospel is preached, why does we need to preach about Mary's anointing oil as well?
所以当福音被传讲的时候，为什么我们要提到玛利亚恩膏耶稣这件事呢？
Because Mary represents us.
因为玛利亚代表今天的你我。
Taking part, anointing Jesus for his death.
And burial.
And so today, we can participate in that by understanding by what Paul is saying. In my suffering, I'm beginning to fellowship, I'm beginning to understand what Jesus had to go through.
所以就好像在这里讲到腓立比书，保罗提到的，我借着来与主一同受苦，以来效仿他的死，来明白他的受难。
If we don't do that,
如果我们没有这样做，
then we have a misunderstanding.
我们就会有一个很大的误会。
Then the Bible has not quite communicated to us.
那么这个圣经的真理就没有很好的告
诉我们。It's like the Bible is talking to me.
就好像圣经对我说话。
But I'm not quite hearing.
但是我并没有听到中间的那个真谛。
Why this is so important to me?
为什么这个东西这么重要于我呢？
Amen.
Amen.
And then my interpretation will be wrong.
那么我对这个经文的解释理解也会错的。I mean,
we can go to Bible college and have 3 PhDs, and you could come out understanding the Bible with nothing.
可能我们可以去参加神学，读神学呢，很多神学博士，但是你可能对圣经可以无法了解。一无所知。
Amen. Because you can study and study and study, but if you don't dig into the mind of God, you don't quite understand what God is trying to tell you.
你可以来花很长的时间来研读圣经，但是如果你没有从神的心的那个角度来理解他的话语的话，你就得不到这个真谛。
If I gave you my love letters to my wife and you read it, you would never quite understand it.
如果我把我写给我妻子的那个情书给你看，你可能读了以后也没什么感觉，理解不到中间的
那个心意。Because you don't have my mind.
因为你没有明白我的那个心意。
You don't have my feelings.
你没有理解我的那个感受。
But God can share that with us.
但是神却可以把他的心意与我们分享。
Amen. Amen. And if we can understand this principle,
如果我们可以明白这个原则的话，
then we can interpret the Bible correctly.
我们就可以正确的来解读圣经。
Then we can see the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is God's goodness towards me.
所以你可以从创世纪到启示录可以读到神对我的心意。
It's God's love towards me.
是神对我的爱，神对我的良善。
And yet, it's full of battles, it's full of killing.
但是在这个经文当中，字句当中是满是真正满是好像刑罚。
But keep thinking, God is good to me.
但是我们要不断的去思想，记住神与我是恩待我的。
And then you begin to see.
然后你会慢慢在这个字句当中看到
这一点。And then when it comes to ministry,
让我们来到事工的时候，
when God gives you a vision,
当神给你一个意象，
you interpret the vision correctly.
然后你就可以按照神的心意来解读这个意象。
But without the mind of God, without understanding His heart,
但是如果我们没有明白神的心意的话，
we misunderstand.
我们就会误解这个意思。
Just like two people talking with the wrong attitude, with the wrong heart, we misunderstand.
就要像两个人交流，他们带着不同错误的那种出发点和态度的时候，他们就会彼此误解。
For example, we see a, you see a vision.
举个例，我们如果看见一个意象，
I see a vision of Ruth.
我看见一个意象是关于Ruth 的。
And then on her forehead is a pound sign.
如果在她的额头上有一个那个英镑的那个标志。
Two interpretations.
两个解读。
Depending on what your heart is thinking.
如果取决于你心中所想的是什么
，Same picture，
同样一个图画。
She's greedy for money。
可是哇 ，Ruth 可能很贪财。
Okay， because you don't like her， greedy， yeah， she's sinful。
可能你对她有不好的感觉，你觉得她是很贪婪的人，她有罪。
So your interpretation is she's greedy in money， she's bound by money。
所以你看到他那个额头上有钱的那个标记，说他是被钱财所捆绑的。
But the second interpretation, if you are full of compassion, if you got the right heart, if you got the right mind.
但是第二个解读，如果你心里是蛮有怜悯，充满有个正确的心态的话，
you see something else.
你可能的解读就是另外一种意思。
God is telling you she's in need of money.
可能 神会告诉你他是很缺很在金钱方面很缺乏。
Amen. Isn't does that remind you of communication with each other?
大家这也没有让我们想起我们彼此之间的沟通呢。
Amen. Second example.
第二个例子。
You have a dream.
你可能有个异梦。
You see a big hand pushing you across off and you fall into a cliff.Off a cliff.
你看到一个大手推你在那个悬崖边上，然后让你从悬崖上掉下来。
Two interpretation.
两种解读。
Now, because you don't have a relationship with God, you don't feel that God loves you. You feel that God is hate you.
如果第一个解读，如果你认为神不爱你，跟神没有很好的关系，你觉得好像神很恨恶你。
And many times that's how we feel.
很多时候我们好像有对神有这样的一个
错误的 We feel that God doesn't love us, God has abandoned us.
你觉得神不爱我，神已经抛弃我。
So the hand means God wants to kill me.
那个手把我推下悬崖，那个大手就觉得是神把我。
He pushes me off the cliff.
神要谋杀我，把我从悬崖上推下去。
And I scream.
然后我在梦中大叫。
Amen. Second interpretation.
那么第二种解读呢？
God loves me.
因为我知道神爱我。
God's good to me.
神恩待我。
And we see a hand push.
那我们看到一双手把我从悬崖上推下去。
Instead, you see God wants you to have faith.
其实你可能看到说神想让你有信心。
To trust Him.
让你来信靠他。
It's okay.
没有关系。
So you're falling off the cliff.
就算你好像你从悬崖上掉下来了。
But God is telling you, don't be afraid.
但是神要你觉得神在告诉你不要恐惧
The same picture but with two interpretations
可能是同一个画面但是却会出现两种不
同的解读 So it is the same, it's the same words but with two interpretations
同一句话却有两种不同的解读
Amen Now why am I saying this?
为什么我会这样说呢
Because if you look at Numbers chapter 12 verse 6-7 He says here and he says hear my words If there is a, this is what God is saying. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, myself known to him in a vision, I speak to him, with him in a dream, not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in my house.
在民数记十二章六到七节说，耶和华神说，你们要听我的话，你们中间若有先知。我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。但我的仆人摩西却不是这样，他在我全家是敬忠的。
Verse 8 With him I speak mouth to mouth, clearly and not in riddles, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
第八节他我与他是面对面说话清清楚楚不用谜语他甚至看见我的形象你们 为何批评我的仆人摩西而不惧怕呢
So God is basically saying when I speak to prophets I speak in two different ways
所以神在对他们说我对先知说话是用两种方式
To my servant Moses I speak face to face
那么我跟我的仆人摩西呢是面对面的说话
Like people communicating.
就好像人与人之间这样子沟通一样。
But with others,
但是跟其他的人呢
I speak in riddles.
我是借着谜语。
I speak into dreams and visions.
我是借着异梦或者异象的方式来跟他们讲话。
Have you ever questioned like I do?
不知道大家有没有像我这样子有一种疑惑呢
Why?
为什么会这样呢
Why 更麻烦
Why so trouble?
If God has something to say, why can't he talk to me like Moses?
如果神你要对我说话，为什么不能像你跟摩西这样子？
Why does God have to do it in parables, in riddles, in visions and dreams?
为什么神要说传达一些意思，要用谜语、比喻、意象、异梦这么复杂呢？
And we say, God, if you can speak to me like Moses, then I don't have to interpret. It can be clear.
如果你会对我说话，就像跟摩西一样说话一样，那么我可能我就很清楚了，也不会误解你啊。
Have you ever asked that question?
有没有问过这样的问题呢
？Many times.
很多次我都问过这样的问题。
The answer is very simple.
那个答案很简单。
If God spoke to you like Moses,
如果神像跟摩西一样这样面对面对你说话
，You will still not understand.
你仍然不会明白。
Amen.Just like you and your husband, you and your children, there will be misunderstanding.
就好像我们跟我们的配偶之间或者孩子之间，我们说话总是有很多
误解。Even if God spoke clearly,
就算神对你非常清楚的说话
，like He did to Israel,
就好像他对以色列的百姓说话
，like He did to the kings,
就好像他对那些君王说话的时候
，they still could not understand Him.
他们仍然不能理解。
They still cannot accept what is being said.
他们仍然不能接受神所说的话。
Because why?
为什么呢
？This form of communication has limits.
因为这种交流的方式是有限制的。
We talk to each other all the time, and yet we don't listen.
就好像我们每天都跟彼此在说话，但是我们还是听不到对方要说什么。
Look at the politicians. They give it. They talk, 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 talk. They don't listen.
就好像是政治家他们之间政党之间不断的在交流在说话但是还是不明白
Even when you go on a course how to listen you still don't listen
但是去到法庭上面你们要去交谈还是听不到
We send people to communication courses people still don't communicate
但是我们让人做一些沟通方面的培训课程他们去了这种培训还是不会沟通
Today is even worse
现今的时代这种情况甚至更糟糕
We text each other
我们呢不再交流，我们去发短信。
Imagine if God sent you a text.
啊、
Imagine God sends you a text.
想象如果神给我们发一个短信。
He says, "If Moses, I speak face to face with you lot, I send a text."
说我跟摩西是面对面说话，给你们这些人呢，我就用发短信的方式。
Today the text you have to go what is that mean? What is that mean?
很多时候我们读那个短信的时候说啊，到底这个什么意思，那个什么意思。
But I told you I send you a text. What text?
但是哎，我明明给你发短信给你说了，为什么你不明白呢？
And sometimes those texts, right, got, I don't know, they're different. I had to keep learning. It's a new language.
好像有时候他们在短信当中用那些语言呢，可能有简短的语言。
Remember,
让我自己都不明白。
Remember years ago with LOL, what does that mean?
很多时候短信当中有 LOL 那种简缩写。
BTW.
By the BTW.
Now you know it's by the way. Imagine, right? God say BTW.
就很多时候他们会把那些字母缩短了
and then,
缩写来代替
and then God puts a thumb.
然后神给你发一个 BTW 或者给你说一个举个大拇指打印
do you see when you take this context back you realize
当我们把这个内容看回去的时候
we all want Moses style of communication
我们可能都想要像神跟摩西沟通的那种方式
just the way Israel received it just the way the kings received it through the prophets it was very clear
就好像在旧约时代神对以色列百姓和对那些先知君王讲话的方式很直接的
The prophets say thus says the Lord means right as God speaks
所以当时那些先知说耶和华神如此说就是神亲口所说的话
God was using the mouth of the prophet they didn't even need to interpret it just came out
所以那些神其实借着那个先知的口他们都不需要翻译直接原话传递出来就好了
So for years, I said, God, why do you speak in dreams, visions, and in riddles?
所以就是神为什么要用比喻、谜语和异梦来传递他的话呢？
Now I understand.
现在我明白了。
Because God wants us to think about it.
因为神想让我们来思想他的话。
Meditate about it.
要我们来默想他的话。
Ask questions about it.
让我们对他的那个给我们的图片
来发问。Keep thinking. What does that mean? What does that mean?
让我们不断的去思考，然后发问。
Because God is using a process.
因为神在用这个过程来吸引我们。
He may not succeed.
他可能这个过程不会成功。
He may have to keep giving you different dreams.
他可能要不断的给你不同的那些异梦。
But he wants you to arrive at the right answer.
但是他想吸引你来找到这个正确答案。
See, through dreams, visions, and riddles, we have to go through a process of trying to understand what is God saying.
因为借着谜语啊、异象、异梦，我们会经过一个过程来慢慢发掘，知道神想要传达。
What he does, he forces us to go through that process so that by the end of it, we arrive at the right interpretation.
所以神要逼迫我们经过一个过程，在这个寻找答案的过程，然后让我们找到一个正确的解读。
Just imagine a couple misunderstanding.
想象一对夫妻，他们彼此之间很深的误会。
You start talking about in riddles.
他们开始用彼此用谜语来交流。
What is she saying?
然后对方会说啊，他到底想说什么呢
？And he said, What is she saying?
然后丈夫说，哎，我老婆到底要想说什么呢
？You think and you think and you research and you research.
然后你们开始为了解读彼此那个意思，开始去研究去。
And in that process, your heart begins to hear.
然后在这个搜索的这个过程当中，你的心开始改变。
She really sincerely loves me.
然后你会发觉，哦，他好像是真的很爱我。
He really means it.
他真的是很，是实实在在明要讲的意思。
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because when God uses dreams and riddles, He forces you to think about it, to pray about it, to seek His mind.
所以神用谜语、异象、异梦这种方式，是强迫我们要来寻求、来寻找这个答案。
One, so that we finally understand what He's trying to say to us.
第一，在这个过程当中，我们终能明白神要表达的意思。
Secondly, you will never forget it.
第二，你是不会轻易的忘记这个事。
And yet, no words are said.
然后第三是不是用言语表达的
？Just give you a dream, give you a vision, give you a picture.
只是给你一个异梦、异象，或者给你一个图画、图像。
The problem is most of us don't seek.
但是问题就是，很多人我们得到了这样的东西，我们并不去寻求。
Don't believe it's from God.
我们可能不相信从神而来的。
And that's therefore God never talks to me.
所以就好像你就觉得说神从来没有对我说话。
Because what you're looking for is an audible voice with sentences and words.
可能很多时候你所期待的是一个听见的声音，好像一句话有些字眼很清楚的表达出来。
But God is responding to you with pictures,
但是神
impressions.
但是神却用一些图像来向你传达。
Touching your heart with burdens.
或者在你心中附上一些重担，给你一种感动。
But to understand the mind of God, we need to take these signals from God and begin to search for Him. We begin to try and understand what is He trying to say.
所以当我们要明白神的心意的时候，我们要接收到这样那种 很琐碎的一些信号，然后再寻求神要表达的真实的意思。
It's a bit like on Valentine's Day in school, you suddenly receive a card.
所以就好像在情人节的时候，你在学校收到一张卡片
，and it say from a secret admirer，
说从有一个一个秘密的仰慕者来的爱慕者。
I remember in those days when I used to receive two or three。
我记得那个时候以前会在学校收到两三封这样的匿名卡片。
And then I look, who is it？
然后你会开始很好奇，哎，到底是谁给我的
？And then I forensically analyze the writing。
然后我就非常就很真就很小心的去
trying to find out which girl it is
去发掘他们那个字迹
trying to understand recently what event happened
然后我开始去发现到底是发生什么样的事情
Do you see the mystery takes you through a process
好像这个奥秘来吸引我们要经过这个过程
Where you
寻找的过程
have to analyze you have toLook, read and read and read and read.
你要不断的去分析研究，不断的一遍又一遍的去读，为了找到那个答案。
Amen. Because it's important.
因为你觉得你说很重要。
But if it's not important, who's that?
如果对你说不重要，你觉得是谁都不重要。
Waste of money, waste of paper.
你觉得哎，浪费钱，浪费纸张。
多余 ，yeah. And you just throw in a bin.
所以对你来说，你觉得不重要，你可能就丢在垃圾桶了。
Now, as we get to know God,
但是当我们越来越认识神的时候
，as we desire to hear from Him,
当我们更很渴慕来听到他的时候
，as we desire to understand His mind for us,
当我们渴慕来明白神对我们的心意的时候
，these things now become important.
那么这些看似很细微的事情，与我们的变为很重要了。
When I come to church, when I hear the sermon, why is it my heart is burning?
当我来到教会，我听到这个讲道，为什么我的心有火热的感觉呢
？What does that mean?
为什么会有？这到底什么意思呢？
神要对我说什么呢 ？Is God trying to tell me something?
是神要对我说什么吗
？When you go through that journey, when you begin to analyze, it may take you days, weeks, months.For me, sometimes it takes 10, 20 years to understand one thing.
所以很多时候，因为你带着这样的疑惑，你开始寻找、询问神。那么可能有时候是一周、一个月、一年，可能有时候更长的时间。
As you grow in knowledge,
当我们渐渐在知识上长进的时
候 ，as you understand God more,
当我们更多的认识神的时候
，you begin to understand it's from Him.
然后你越来越会知道说是从神而来的。
Amen.Dreams, visions, and riddles become more and more meaningful.
那么你所遇到的异象、异梦或者那些听到的谜语，对你来说更有意义。
And so your interpretation will grow.
那么你的解读也会加深。
And suddenly, you have a way to allow God to speak to you.
突然之间你允许一种神来与你交流的方法。
Remember, you can only hear.
记得你刚开始只能听到
When your heart is right
就当我们心意是正确的时候我们能清楚的听到
Because otherwise when your heart is burning
所以如果你的心意不对如果你里面就算是火热的这种状态
You're saying Shall I go and see a doctor
你会觉得说、哦、我是不是哪里里面出状况了我要去看医生
Do you understand
大家明白吗
Because we will misinterpret what's going on
如果我们这个心态不对我们会误解神的
作为 and then when your heart isHas a problem? You're thinking, is God trying to tell me something?
但是如果你真你的心脏真的出问题的时候，你会觉得哦，是不是神在对我说话
？No, you need to go and see a doctor.
不是的，其实就是你就是简单的需要看医生。
In other words, we need to be able to tell the difference.
所以就是我们需要分辨那个。
Is this my dream or is it God's dream?
这是我从我的魂我自己出的梦呢，还是神来的？
The vision I saw is that a pizza vision or is it actually from God?
所以我看到这个意象是只是我饿了看到一个披萨的那个、图像呢还是从神而来的一个 意象呢
Do you understand? Over the years you begin to tell things that are from God and things that are from you.
这可能在花很长的时间你会渐渐的去分辨从自己来的还是从神而来的。
With maturity and practice and experience you'll be able to tell the difference.
借着你我们灵里面的成熟和不断的操练我们可以分辨这个不同。
But crucially, you should always know that God is trying to transform your thinking, trying to transform your heart so that it is in a good condition. It is, the soil is good.
所以最重要的是神的心意就是来改变我们的心意更新我们的心思意念以致让我们这个心灵的土壤是好的。
So that when he speaks,
所以当神对我们说话的时候
you understand.
我们可以明白。
Amen. And I tell you,The reason why Moses doesn't need visions and dreams and all that is because he has a very different relationship with God.
就是为什么神可以对摩西面对面说话不用谜语啊异象异梦是因为神、摩西与神有个不同的关系。
When God speaks to him, he understands what God is saying to him.
当神面对面跟他清清楚楚说话的时候他真的明白神在说什么。
Amen? Sometimes, you know, the feedback I get with my sermons,I preach and preach and preach. And then when people say, Pastor, that's a really good sermon.
很多时候当我讲到的时候哇我很用力的在里面讲道啊分享然后、下面的人回馈说哦牧师是很好很棒的讲道。
And I said, so what did you learn?
然后我就问他那你到底学到什么呢
And then they tell me, I said, no, that's not what I meant.
然后他们会给我一些回馈说哦我觉得你是讲了这个然后我说哎不是啊这不是我讲到的那个主题啊。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters, that I had many words,
就是换言之我讲了很多的话
But they heard something different.
但是他们听到 却跟我要讲的是完全不同的东西
Amen When God spoke Jesus heard a voice But other people heard thunder Other people heard angels
所以当天父 对耶稣说话的时候只有主听到了但是其他人听到是好像一个雷声或者是天使的声音
It's about Moses when he hear God
所以当摩西听神讲话的时候
He understands
他真的明白
AmenI hope you and I one day
希望你我有一天
that God can speak to us face to face
希望神能与你我这样子面对面的说话
and we say yes Lord I understand what you're saying
我说是的主我知道你在说什么
I understand you perfectly
我完全明白你要说什么
Amen but it starts with what was that dream about
所以可能我们这种操练要从很小的一种、哦、尝试去解读神给我们的异梦呢
I had that feeling
Amen.
Hallelujah. So all of us can hear from God.
So, 其实我们每个人都能听到神的声音
Because God is speaking to us.
因为神确实在对我们说话
But let God take us through the process.
让神来带领我们经历一个过程
Now, let me take you to an Old Testament example.
让我们来看看在旧约当中的一个例子
To Jeremiah in chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章
Israel was taken to Babylon in exile.
那么以色列人呢被掳去到巴比伦。
The king was already exiled.
然后他们的君王呢已经也被掳去了那边。
Some people were left in Jerusalem.
那么在耶路撒冷呢还有一些百姓被留在那边。
And for Israel, it was a total disaster.
那么对以色列国来说是一个极大的一个灾难。
And can you imagine, for years they've been worshipping Yahweh.
所以他们过去这么多年来敬拜耶和华亚伟。
Can you imagine if it was us? You say, Lord, what's happening?
如果想象 我们是当时他们，我们会这样反应呢？说神的到底发生什么了
why have you allowed our country to be devastated?
为什么你允许我们的国家被这样摧毁呢
？And so Jeremiah wrote a letter.
所以这个时候耶利米就写了一封书信。
And that letter was sent to the people in Israel, that were remained in Israel and sent to people that were in exile.
他们这个信呢是给遗留在以色列的百姓和被掳到巴比伦的百姓。
Explaining to them.
跟他们解释现在这个状况。
You see, if you were one of the Israelites, there would be so many different interpretations of what's going on in the country.
那么想象是当时那些以色列百姓他们每一个人对于那种现状都有不同的解读
Jehovah is angry with us
很多人会觉得说是他们敬拜的耶和华神来恼怒他们
There's too much sin in the country
在这国百姓 犯了很多的罪。
And others will come up with different theories.
可能其他人会有一些另外的想法。
But what was the truth?
但是真实的背景是什么呢？
Amen. Here is when it's so easy to be misunderstood.
那么这里读到这里的时候，这个经文也是很容易被误解的。
Here Jeremiah wants to tell people the mind of God.
在这里耶利米想告诉以色列百姓关乎神的意念。
Just like us today, in our homes, in our country, we keep asking questions, why Lord? Why is this happening? Why is that happening?
就像在当今的社会当中，我们在教会当中都会问很多类似的问题，说为什么这些会发生？为什么这个会发生？
But that's just to underline how important it is to understand the mind of God.
就是让为了指出明白神的心意是多么重要的一件事情。
So Jeremiah's letter begins with saying, God is sending the Israelites into captivity for 70 years.
所以耶利米的书信开头他就说，神把以色列人被掳到巴比伦70年。
You see, if you don't interpret the scripture as God's love, God is good.
如果你不是以这个出发点，神是爱，神是良善，这个出发点来解读圣经的话
，just on those words, 70 years，
就是单单读到七十年这个字的时候
，what is your interpretation？
那么你的想法会是怎么样呢？你的反应会是怎样呢
？God is cruel，
神非常残忍
；God is unfaithful，
神非常不信实
；He sent His people into captivity，
他怎么这么残忍，把他的百姓被掳到其他的国家呢
？So why should we go to church？
那为什么我们还要去教会
？Why should we go to cell groups？
为什么还要参加小组聚会
？So why should we do any of these？
为什么我们要做这些事情呢
？Let's rebel against Jesus。
那我们干脆与基督为敌吧。
Let's be an anti-evangelist。
那我们变成反福音的人。
Amen。But instead, what did he say？
但是相反，耶利米这里说了什么呢
？God has a purpose。
他说神有一个目的。
And in verse 11 and 12, he explains。
所以在耶利米书二十九章十一到十二节这里解释到
，He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. I will listen to you."
这是我知道，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。要叫你们末后有指望，这是耶和华说的。你们呼求我，向我祷告，我就应于你们。
Can you imagine if you were one of those people in exile?
想想你是当时被掳的那群人。
According to Jeremiah, Ruth. According to Jeremiah.
那么根据按着耶利米所说的哈。
Imagine, right? We were both captives.
如果我们当时都是被掳的那帮人。
Wait, according to Jeremiah.
哎，你看耶利米说的这些话。
God loves us.
他说神爱我们呢。
That's why He sent us out for 70 years.
所以因为他爱我们，所以让我们被掳七十年。
That's why your kids are all in slavery.
所以为什么你的孩子要永远做奴隶
？And then your husband is sent to another country.
然后你的老公被掳到另外的地方。
Because God loves us.
都是因为神爱我们的心。
That's crazy.
觉得很夸张，是不是
？God can't. That can't be right.
怎么可能？怎么说得通
？But read this carefully.
但是我们仔细读这个经文的时候
，He said, "My thoughts towards you."
我向你们所怀的意念。
What kind of thoughts are they?
什么样的意念呢
？They are not evil thoughts.
他说不是降灾祸的意念。
In other words, sending your kids into slavery is not his thought.
他说把让你的孩子成被掳的这个事情不是从他来的。
His thoughts are what? Peace.
他说他的意念是赐平安的意念
Shalom
是平安
Not evil
不是降灾的邪恶的意念 为什么呢
By sending you out into captivity I'm giving you a future
所以把你让你们被掳这件事情是为了给你们有一个盼望
And I'm giving you a hope
我是给你一个指望
What
为什么呢
Think about that's what he says
是按照这个经文读出来就是
To give you a future and a hope
是给你一个让你有未来有指望。
Amen. Can you imagine if it was us, if it was our church?
想想如果是我们的教会。
And you're asking me, Pastor, why are we suffering?
说你问我牧师为什么我们现在受苦呢
？And then I say, because God wants to give you a future and a hope. What?
然后如果作为牧师我对那个人说、哦、因为神要给你一个指望给你一个将来
You all be picking up a stone say let me throw it at him
如果你听到那个人可能说啊，拿块石头砸他好了讲了什么废话
But in God's mind that's the truth
但是在神的心意当中这是真理
By sending them out into exile he wants to save Israel
他说他把为了让他们被掳这件事情其实是为了拯救以色列人
Save them from what?
把他们从什么当中拯救出来呢
Save them from their unfaithfulness, save them from their sins, save them from the occults.
拯救他们脱离他们的罪，拯救他们从这个拜偶像当中，从他们所有的那些捆绑当中出来。
You see, we blame God, but we can't see the problems that we've got.
很多时候我们埋怨神，但是我们却看不到我们的罪。
Oh Lord, change my husband.
哦，主啊，来改变我的丈夫。
Turn him around.
来改变他，让他回转，让他改变。
Pastor, I've been praying for 3 years, nothing has happened.
牧师啊，我为这个事情祷告了3年，但是没有任何事情发生。
My husband is even worse.
啊，我的丈夫越来越糟糕了。
Can you see the problems?
所以没有看这个问题是什么？问题所在是哪里？在哪里呢
？Because you can't see what's going on in you.
因为你看不到你里面你的问题。
And God is saying to you, I'm doing this so that I can save your marriage.
神说我要做这件事情为了来拯救你的婚姻
I'm doing this so I can save your children
我来做这件事情是为了来拯救你的孩子
But all I can see is you're hurting them Lord
但是你会说、啊、神 我看到的就是其实你在伤害他们
But he said my thoughts are of peace not of evil
神说我的意念是赐平安的意念
But look what's happening to my children Lord
但是为什么我好像看到我的孩子在受苦呢
I'm giving you a future and a hope
我在给你一个将来，给你一个指望。
I don't understand it, Lord.
说啊，神啊，我不明白。
Until you begin to see yourself.
直到有一天你开始来审视你自己的时候。
Look at your past.
你看你的过往。
Being unfaithful to God.
你对神不忠。
Unfaithful to to everything.
你可以对你很多事情都不忠。
The problems that you've sown in your own family.
你自己在你家庭当中那个撒的。
The destruction that you have caused.
你所引起的那个灾难和破坏
The curses that you have released,
可能你口中所出的咒诅的话语
They're all growing and growing and growing and growing
是所有东西都在不断的蔓延长大
What God is doing is changing things
但是神所做的去改变那个现状
He's saving you
其实是为了拯救你
He's allowing you to go through this extraordinary pain in order to save you
为了让你经历这种极其痛苦
的过程 That hand is pushing you off the cliff.
看似那个手把你推向那个悬崖
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is doing something.
神在你生命中做一些事情
But we see a hand of evil.
但是如果我们有不同的心态我们看到是好像一个邪恶大手
But not a hand that's trying to save us.
却不是一个要拯救我们的手
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you,If your children are raised all throughout their life, it's beating them with this hand.
如果我们孩子长大一直用那个手来击打他们
When they grow up,
当他们长大的时候
and you're trying to help them,
来你尝试帮助他们
Every time when they see your hand, they don't see a hand of help, they see a hand of punishment.
所以每次他们看到那双手的时候，他们不是看到一个帮援助之手，而是一个惩罚的手。
And so God needs to take us through a process to change the way we see things.
所以神要带我们经历一个过程，来改变我们对神的一种态度。
So in order to give us hope.
为了给我们有盼望。
So that what? So that He as God in verse 12 will listen to their prayers.
所以这样神会聆听、垂听我们的祷告。
That's what the problem is for Israel.
这就是当时以色列百姓所
Their unfaithfulness has driven God out of the country.
因为他们对神不忠，他们拜偶像，甚至把他们的神踢出了那个国家。
In Ezekiel, God has left the temple.
在以西结书，神已经他的同在离开了那个圣
城。God is carrying out what He said He will do if they're unfaithful.
神没有做他所应许要做的事情，是因为他们的不忠。
And yet.He has another plan.
但是他却另外有个计划。
A plan to return them.
那个计划是为了来让使他们回转。
Only for 70 years, but he will bring them back.
虽然是70年他们被掳，但是最终是为了把他们带回来。
God is a God of love.
因为神是一个爱的神。
God is a God of mercy.
神是一个怜悯的神。
God is good.
神是好的神。
You see, when you read Jeremiah, without that kind of attitude, you see a God that's very unloving.
如果我们不是带着这样一个态度来读耶利米书的时候，我们看到的是一个没有怜悯之心的神。
And you will miss all this.
我们会 误解所有这些话语。
But instead, you see that God actually is trying to save you.
如果我们有正确的态度，就会看到神的最终的目的是为了来搭救我们。
And so verse 13 says, And you will seek me, and you will find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity.
所以十三节说，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见，我必被你们寻见，也必使你们被掳的人归回，这是耶和华说的。
And so when God gives us a dream and a vision, when he gives us an impression, what does he want us to do?
所以神跟我们异象异梦或跟我们一个感动的时候，神要为了达到什么呢？
He's trying to do something in your family.
他是尝试在你的家庭当中做一些事情。
He's trying to answer your prayer.
他尝试来应允你的答案祷告。
What is he trying to do?
他为了做什么呢？
He's trying to get you to seek him.
他是为了让我们来寻求他。
So that you can find him.
以致让我们可以寻见他。
What does seeking and finding look like?
这个寻求跟被寻到的过程是怎样呢？
On your knees.
就是我们跪在神面前。
Lord.
让我们来在跪在神面前来寻求他。
Help me.
求神来帮助我。
Show me.
求你向我显明主。
Help me to understand.
帮助我来明白主。
After 3 years of prayer, why is it that nothing's happening?
为什么经历这三年的祷告没有任何事情发生呢？
You seek him.
我们来寻求他。
And then the Lord will begin to reveal.
然后神会向你显明。
And in Paul describes the process of revelation.
就好像保罗所形容的这个得到启示的一个过程。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, scholars have been studying all years and years on the concept of revelation.
所以很多那些神学家花了很年复一年的去研读那个启示录。
Because what you and I are really talking about today is for God to reveal the truth to you.
其实我们今天所追求的就是神把这个真理启示给我们。
When we're looking for an interpretation, for understanding what's going on in our dreams,In an impression that we get, the feeling that we get, the impulse, the picture, is what we are really asking for. Lord, give me a revelation.
所以很多时候我们来寻求对我们的异象异梦，我们那种感动的那种解读，其实我们就是来寻求神给我们一个启示。
Amen. But God has given us that gift in the New Testament.
但是神却在新约当中已经给我们这样一个礼物。
You see, in the Old Testament, when all these things are happening,They need Moses to explain to them.
所以在旧约当中，他们遇到这样的事情，他们需要一个领袖，好像摩西一样的人给他们解读。
They need someone in between to help them to understand what's going on.
他们需要一个中间人来帮助他们明白神的心意。
Even in the Mount Sinai, when God invites Israel to come up to the mountain, they say, "No, no, no."
就算在西奈山，神邀请所有以色列百姓去山上与他面见的时候，他们都说不。
Moses, you go up.Whatever the Lord says, we will do.
他们说，摩西，你去山上去面见神，神说什么，我们照做就好了。我们在山下等你。
The good news is, brothers and sisters, God can talk to us. God can give you revelations directly.
所以好消息是说，神能可以我们说话，神可以直接把他的启示向我们显明。
We don't need an intermediate.
我们不需要，我们不需要一个中间人来传递这个讯息。
Amen. God can.Speak into your situation gives you the answer directly.
神会对我们所面对的情况直接的说话。
But more than likely, he will take you through a process.
但是更多的情况是他会带我们
经历一个过程。He will give you a riddle. He will give you a puzzle.
他会给你一个谜语，给你一个图片去解读。
Something that you're never sure. Is it you? Is it God? Is it me? Is it my pizza? What?
很多时候你可能对这个图案你不是百分之百的确定，你会有很多的疑惑去寻求。
How many of us know what I'm talking about?
有多少人知道我在说什么？
We as charismatic people, we try to listen to God, but we're looking for a voice. No, that's Moses. What we're looking for is the rest, the riddles, the puzzles.
很多时候我们灵恩派的人，我们好多时候在寻求一个声音，但是这个是神跟摩西那种说话的方式。今天我们要找的是很多时候
The chances are he's already speaking to us.
但是其实神已经对我们说话了。
But we don't know if it's our thought or his thoughts, our feeling, or really there's a problem in my heart.
有时候只是很说话，只是我们不知道是神的声音还是我们自己的声音，是我们自己的感觉还是神的感动。
But that confusion God knows.
就是这种好像很混淆的感觉神都知道。
Amen. God knows that.
神也知道我们可能有这种混淆的感觉。
But God wants you to discern and find out.
神需要我们学习这个分辨的过程，然后找到这个正确答案。
By seeking him.
借着来寻求神的过程，借着来祷告寻求他。
What does this mean, Lord?
神啊，这个到底是什么意思呢？
And Paul gave us the good news.
那么保罗也给我们这个好消息。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't need a priest. You don't need a prophet to tell you what does this mean.
你不需要一个先知，你不需要一个祭司来告诉你这个到底什么意思。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he talks about the spirit that is in us.
在哥林多前书，神告诉我们有在我们里面的那个灵。
Girls. Amen. He said in verse 11, "For who knows a person's thought except the spirit that is in a person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God."
哥林多前书二章十一节说：“除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？”照样除了神的灵也没有人知道神的事。
That's the good news.
这就是对我们来说是一个好消息。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵在我们的里面。
He will help us to know what that dream means, what that puzzle means, what that feeling is. Is it me or is it something else?
所以我们里面有这个圣灵，他能帮助我们来明白这个谜语是什么意思，这个拼图是什么意思，这个感动是什么意思。
And the more you know God,
我们越多的去认识神
，the more experience you have，
我们更多有这样的经验经历
，the easier it becomes。
我们来解读神的话语也变得更容易。
Amen. But in every step，
但是在我们经历的每一步
，you always have to do this thing。
我们总要做这一步骤。
Holy Spirit, what does this mean？
我们来询问圣灵，圣灵这是
什么意思 ？Holy Spirit, guide me。
圣灵啊，请你引导我。
And this process is called revelation.
那么这个过程就是来得到启示的过程。
The Spirit of God will make known to your mind.
神的灵，圣灵会把这一切事向我们显明。
Now you don't have to go to a conference. You don't have to read books about this.
你不需要参加一个会议，你不参加一种课程，读一本书。
You just know.
你就会有得到这样的启示。
The wisdom comes.
你这神的智慧会临到。
The revelation comes.
启示也会临到。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why when God speaks to us,
所以当神对我们说话的时候
it's full of, it's very vague, it's very vague, unsure.
是好像看似很不确定的状态
Is it me? Is it God? Is it the devil?
会让你会觉得你会怀疑是从我来的，从神来的，还是仇敌来的呢？
Is it the roast that I've ate, or is it the pizza that I ate?
是到底是我自己的那种私欲呢，是我想吃东西的感觉呢，还是从神来的感觉呢？
But I got this burden on my heart.
如果我心中有这样的那种负担，
Or is it just a burp that I need to burp?
只是我里面好像要打嗝一个嗝的感觉呢，还是真的是从神来的那个负担呢？
This impression I've got, is it just an itch?
这是我里面的这种感动，是我身体不舒服呢，还是神的
感动呢？ Because the spirit is revealing to your mind has other things there.
有时候当神的灵要把这个启示向我们显明给我们的意念
You just need to sort out Is it my thought or is it God's thought or is it someone else's thought or is it devil's thought or what thought is that
但是因为我们的意念当中有很多不同的东西，所以我们需要来解决这个意念是人的
With experience you'll be able to discern
所以是人的意念，神的意念还是
As you grow older As you become more mature You begin to have the experience
当我们越来越经验，让我们更成熟的时候，我们能分辨这样的意念。
But he said nobody will have to, is able to have this revelation except through the Spirit of God.
他说，除了神的灵，没有人知道神的事。
Revelation by definition is God disclosing a knowledge to you.
所以这个启示就是神揭示关乎神的事情。
That you cannot obtain in a natural way.
是一种。超自然的方法，你不能按照正自然的方法来得到这样的一种。
Verse 14 say the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
十四节讲，然而属血气的人不接受神的灵的事，他反倒 以这为愚拙，并且他不能了解，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能。
Ladies and gentlemen, it says spiritually discern.
这里是说属灵的人。
It doesn't say you need to go and get a Bible degree.
不是说你要得到一个神学的学士。
It is spiritually discern.
是属灵的人。
It comes from the Spirit.
是单单从圣灵而来的。
And that's why the Holy Spirit is so important.
所以就为什么圣灵如此的重要。
And so for the Pentecostal brothers and sisters, it's not just about laying hands and doing signs and wonders. It is about the Holy Spirit in us, giving us revelation.
所以对灵恩派的教会来说，不只是说按手祷告神迹奇事，而是更多关乎圣灵给我们来自神的启示。
Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, has understood the mind of the Lord as to instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
十六节说，谁曾知道主的心，谁会教导他呢？至于我们，我们有基督的心。
So Paul is saying to us, we have the mind of Christ.
所以保罗的告诉我们说，我们有基督的心。
And his name is called the Holy Spirit.
他的名字就称为圣灵。
The Holy Spirit in us is the mind of God.
在我们里面的圣灵就是基督的心。
As long as he is active in our lives,
只要他在我们心里面 是活动的。
He can give you the interpretation to your dream.
他会给你梦关于梦一梦的解释。
He can give you the understanding to the puzzles and the riddles.
他会给你那些谜语和拼图的解释。
And above all, he can help you to understand the scriptures.
除此以外，他会更多的给我们关于这个圣经的解读。
Amen? I'm not saying we shouldn't be studying and going to Bible college. I'm saying that should not never take the place of the Holy Spirit.
我不是说我们不可以去神学学习圣经，但是我说这些东西不能代替了圣灵在我们生命中的地位。
Amen. We should study, we should read books, etc. But that can never be the most important. The most important is the Holy Spirit.
我们可以学习，我们可以研读，可以读书籍，但是这些东西不，这种方法不能替代了圣灵所给我们的启示。
What I like about Bible College is help you to actually ask questions.
在神学院当中很好，是让我们可以问问题。
But it's not very good at giving you the answers.
但是他们给你那些问题的答案呢，并不是很好。
Amen. But it helps me to ask questions.
但是帮助我可以提很多的问题。
To get the answer, I have to go, Holy Spirit, what's the answer? Not what my tutor said, but what you do you say?
为了找到那个问题的答案，那时候我不是问了我的导师，而是说，哦，圣灵啊，你告诉我这个问题的答案是什么？
Can you understand why some books of the Bible are so difficult to understand?
很多时候圣经那些书籍有时候很难去明白。
Because it takes maturity.
因为有时候需要那种灵里的成熟。
It takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
因为有时候需要圣灵给我们的启示。
And that's why every year when we read the Bible,
所以每年当我们在读圣经的时候，
we seem to see new things.
我们开始有新的看见。
That is because the Holy Spirit is giving you new revelations.
那就是因为圣灵给你有新的启示。
Not to add to the Bible, but revelation of what the Bible is saying.
不是说在原有的基础上给你有添加，而是对圣经有一个更深的一个看见的启示。
Amen? That's why when she reads the Bible, it's different from me reading the Bible, because what the Holy Spirit, what the walk, her walk is different to my walk.
所以我们每个人对于圣经的解读会有不同的程度，是取决于我们跟神一个个人的关系。
Because God is giving her revelations, as well as giving me revelations.
所以神给我的启示和跟牧师的启示都会有启示。
The revelations that she's getting, she needs those revelations.
就我所领受的启示是我所需要的启示。
And the revelations that I receive, I need them.
或者牧师所得到的启示也是牧师所需要的。
Both are right.
这两个启示都是对的。
And that's why it is so unique.
所以这个启示本身也是独特的。
Walk with Jesus.
是让我们可以与神同行。
It's wonderful to know what his mind is like.
是明白基督的心意是多么美妙的一件事情。
What he's thinking about.
神来顾念我们的生
命。 One thing I can guarantee you.
但有一件事可以保证大家，就是
He's thinking of you with love and peace.
他是带着爱和平安来思念我们。
He's thinking of good things for about me.
他们向我们怀的意念是好的意念。
God is not somebody scheming some kind of evil plan.
神不是一个在里面在谋什么一些邪恶计划的人。
So that he can zap you with cancer.
他可以哦用突然用癌症来袭击你
，blow up your house，
突然把你的家毁了
，and make you crash your car，
突然让你在交通事故
，that's not from God，
这些都不是从神而来的。
You can bet that God loves us and God is thinking good things about us。
神爱我们，神向我们所怀的意念也是好的意念。
Let's pray。
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we are grateful to you。
主啊，我们如此的感恩。
We are so thankful to you。
我们谢谢你。
Your anointing is on us now。
主，你的恩膏就在我们的身上。
The anointing is to teach us。
主，你的恩膏来教导我们。
It's to bring us fresh revelation。
带给我们全新的启示。
Of who you are。
关乎你的，关乎你耶稣基督。
Of what you are doing in our lives。
关乎你在我们生命中所做的一切。
I pray, Lord, that everyone who's here today,
主，我祷告我们在座的每一个人
，and the brothers and sisters listening online,
包括我们在网上聚会的弟兄姊妹
，that we can be confident,
让我们有这样的信心
，that God is good to us,
要知道神是恩待我们的
，God is merciful to us,
知道神是怜悯我们的
，even when we have done wrong.
尽管我们那时候我犯错
Even in our mistakes,
尽管在我们的错误当中
that God is gracious,
神都会有怜悯
He is planning for a hope and a future for us.
神是为我们带来一个未来和一个指望
So God help us,
主啊你要帮助我们
to be willing to trust you,
让帮助我们愿意来信靠你
to be faithful to you,
让我们来忠心待你
and to know, oh God, that we just hang on and hold on to you.
让我们紧紧地抓住你
Somewhere, somehow,
在某个时间某个地方
Our friend the Holy Spirit
我们的朋友圣灵
Will be able to tell us
会来向我们告诉我们
Reveal to us
向我们显明
What God is thinking
就是神心里的意思
The mind of Christ
向我们显明基督的心
So help us to hear you Lord
帮助我们来亲见你主
Help us to receive your revelations
帮助我们来领受你给我们的启示
Help us not to ignore them
帮助我们不要来忽略你的启示。
Help us not to be afraid of them.
帮助我们也不要来害怕、抗拒。
But when you do speak to us,
求你来对我们说话。
Help us to know the difference.
也帮助我们来分辨主你的意念。
Thoughts that are from us.
从我们来的意念。
From the enemy.
从仇敌来的意念。
From the world.
从这个世界来的意念。
The thoughts that we want, Lord.
主啊，我们所想要的意念。
Is to be able to discern it is you, Lord.
是要来分辨来从你而来的意念
So I just pray Lord there is an anointing on our church
主我们祷告在我们的教会有这样的恩膏
That every brother and sister
每一个弟兄姊妹们
Will be able to grow
让我们都来在这方面成长
In confidence
成长在信心当中成长
To be able to receive the revelation that is from God
让我们来领受从圣灵而来的启示
That will resolve issues in our lives
这样的启示来解决我们生命中的问题。
That will help us to walk further with Christ.
这样的启示能帮助我们能更深的与主同行。
Brothers and sisters, if this is what you desire,
弟兄姊妹，这应该成为我们心所望。
As we worship the Lord, spend a few moments, say, Lord, I really want to know you.
当我们的敬拜的时候，让我们有这样子一种祷告，说主啊，我想要来认识你。
I want to know your mind.
我想要来认识基督的心
I need to know you, Lord.
主啊我需要来认识你
Holy Spirit
哦圣灵啊
Bring revelation to me
求你赐给我们启示
Reveal Jesus to me
将耶稣向我们显明
Reveal the thoughts of God to me
把父神的心向我们显明
So that I can really truly know
让我可以真正的真实的明白
What God is thinking
真实的明白神你的心意
So that there is no room
所以在这里没有任何的空间
for any misunderstanding.
给任何的误会和误解任何的空间
In Jesus' name, let's stand.
奉耶稣的名 Amen.
Thank you.
there are brothers and sisters.
我感觉今天在我们弟兄姊妹当中
that you've been seeking the Lord for many years now.
可能你寻求神很多年
for transformation in your marriage and in your home.
寻求在你的家中和你的婚姻当中有改变
and in your life.
在你的生命当中有翻转
you really feel that God is no longer there for you
你觉得神好像离你很远了
and you find that you sometimes even question whether God really exists
有的时候你甚至有质疑神你到底有没有存在
and yet in church you keep hearing other people being touched by God
可能在教会当中你听到你身边的很多人都被神所触摸
and you're wondering why
那你在想为什么
Today, God has spoken to us.
今天神对我们说话
God has given us a revelation.
今天神给我们这样的启示
We need to seek him.
我们要来寻求他
In order to understand his mind for us.
以致我们可以明白他对我们的心意
God's thoughts are good thoughts for us.
神向我们所怀的意念是好的意念
It is of peace and not evil.
是自平安的一年，不是降灾祸的一年。
It will give you a future and a hope.
这神会赐给我们有指望，有将来。
So whatever circumstance you are in today,
所以不管你今天所面对怎样的境况
，grab hold of that revelation from the Holy Spirit.
今天紧紧抓住从圣灵而来的启示。
That has given you that fuzzy warm feeling in your heart.
可能在你心里当中有一种火热的感觉。
That conviction.
可有这样一个感动，一种确信。
You feel that God really has spoken to you.
你觉得神今天真的对你说话了。
Go home with that thought.
今天回到家带着这样的想法。
And seek the Lord's face.
再一次来寻求他。
I say, Lord, help me to understand what's been said today.
求神圣灵，求你帮助我来明白今天所讲的话。
Help me to understand what's been preached today.
让我们真的明白今天所传讲的这个道。
Help me, Holy Spirit.
帮助我圣灵。
I want you to deliver me.
我想要你来释放我。
I want you to set me free.
我想要来赐我自由。
I want the Holy Spirit to help me to be delivered.
我想圣灵你来帮助我，让我得释放。
This is the heart of God.
这是神的心。
He wants us to set us free.
神要来赐我们自由。
He wants our lives to move on.
他让我们的生命继续的往前推进。
And in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名
，I pray the blessing over you.
我祷告神的祝福临到你。
I pray the power of God will break the yoke.
我将那神的能力能斩断那个牢
监。I pray the power of the resurrection will bring life to you.
我祷告复活的大能会带来生命在你里面。
I pray that you will receive the goodness of the Lord.
我祷告你能领受圣神的良善。
And that your mind will be set free.
我祷告你的意念会得释放
Your heart will be set free
你的心会得释放
And the power of God will set you free
我祷告神的大能能释放你
And I just pray that all week to this week
我祷告接下来整一周
You will feel the peace of God
你能经历从神而来的平安
The joy of the Lord
神的喜乐
The hope of the Lord
神的盼望
The love of God
神的爱
Washing over you
来冲洗你
Yes Lord
是的主
Yes Lord
是的主
Yes Lord
是的主
We want that Lord
主我们想要得到这样的经历
Yes Lord
是的主
Yes Lord
是的主耶稣
Yes Lord
哦是的主
Yes Lord
是的主
Yes Lord
是的主
Receive it Lord
主啊我们要领
受 We want to receive it Lord
主啊我们想要领受
We want to receive it Lord
我们要领受主
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的名
I pray that you bless our brothers and sisters
主也来祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹们
Our families,
祝福我们的家庭
that we may know the mind of God,
以致我们可以明白神你的心意
through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的启示
in Jesus' mighty name,
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐如果需要祷告请到前面神祝福大家
Let the Holy Spirit continue to minister to you.
让圣灵继续在我们里面做工神祝福大家 Amen.